I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. People rallied in Afghanistan yesterday against an apostasy case involving 41-year-old Abdul Rahman. He converted from Islam to Christianity 15 years ago. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the court dismissed the case because of lack of evidence and claimed he was mentally unfit. Nettleton fears Rahman will be killed if he's released. He's asking people to pray for safety and his witness.
To have a man on national TV testify, I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I believe the New Testament. That's going to create some opportunities to witness and to follow up on that. So I think that we can pray this will be the beginning of a revival in that country.
Next, a suspected Tamil Tiger front threatened on Monday to resume attacks on Sri Lanka's military. However, that threat isn't stopping Back to the Bible's work there. Country Director James Kenaganayagam says Back to the Bible has been helping Christians recover in the wake of the tsunami that devastated that island nation. He says reestablishing churches has been a top priority.
We've been able to give musical instruments and sound equipment, giving them what they needed to get back on track. We've also been able to help pastors with pastors' packs and libraries to help them to get back to their trade of ministry.
And For Haiti with Love is beginning construction on Pilgrim House number 16 now that its predecessor is finished. For Haiti's goal is to build 3 homes if the funding provides the opportunity, but there's so many needs. The Pilgrim House project is one of the long-lasting witnesses of For Haiti. Putting a family in their own home tells the community that God cares about them and opens doors for the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have the all-new Mission Network News daily email updates sent to you absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.